When I decided to do this service and take this list of 10 things creative people know, and then just move into the four healing questions that are in the introduction and add some other things like that, I thought, wow, this will be great. And then, and it felt freeing to do that. But then after I'd done it and committed to it, I began to have my doubts. I began to go, oh, this is too light. You know, people will say, this isn't intellectual enough. This reading isn't profound enough. It's not by an authority. It doesn't give me enough to really chew on my way to lunch in the terms of deep philosophy. And I kept going back and forth with that. And then I went, no, this really spoke to me. You know, this really freed me up just in the sense of, and I'll talk about it, how to have this creativity in me all the time. I thought it's not serious enough for what's going on in presidential politics or in the face of House Bill 2 here in North Carolina. I want people need to hear about that. But let me tell you one thing that it does do or has done for me. There's that freedom from being heavy and sort of depressed by it all to, oh, every morning the world is created. Whatever I'm watching on the flat screen and on my computer and what I read, the world is created and I get to be a part of that creation. And here's what it did for me. It gave me a sense of sort of hope and possibility. And not just that, it's just being a little more alive with spring. One of the things that happened, just a really small thing with House Bill 2, there are two things that have happened this week. One is I'm going to be leading a rally next Friday on the courthouse, in front of the courthouse at 5 o'clock, so to speak out against House Bill 2. But the other thing, I want you to notice our bathroom signs now. And look at how creative, look at how creative they are. Vicky Benavidez put those together. We just said, wait, we awoke. And we said, wait, we got to have these signs. And she put them together and they look perfect. Look at the language and then feel how it feels to be in a place where it's making those statements. So I just want you to sort of get into this and kind of embrace it a little bit as we go forward. And those bathroom signs, we shouldn't say bathroom signs, those signs that make a statement of how inclusive and welcoming the world should be, how the universe is, the sun shines on everybody. Now we say that in front of our doors and say, make yourself comfortable here. Be right in who you are, and then go where you feel safe and embraced. So those signs are on the door. And last night, we had a Kate Campbell concert here. Keith and Pat Dahlbeck brought Kate Campbell here for our concert series. She played to a packed house. We had 170 chairs. There were a few empty chairs, but there must have been 160, 65 people here. So a great occasion. And every one of those people, they applauded when Keith referenced. He said, our bathrooms are very diverse. That's what he said. So there you go. A small, creative, and then profound thing. The April theme for reflection for the 70-plus Unitarian Universalist congregations that participate in the Soul Matters Sharing Circle is creation. Or more clearly, creation as part of the overarching question, what does it mean to be a people of creation? We've been talking the last few weeks about our Earth home, our planet, the only one we know where solar energy, the energy of the star generously put forth, becomes life. Light becomes alive in us The Son is, by definition, creative. The word creation, creative, means living in line with that energy. We are created. We are part of creation, part of the gift of creation, whether you identify a creator or not. You know, it's been given. To be creative then means to be right with life. It means to be empowered by life and to feel that. In our reading, 10 Things Creative People Know, number 2 says, we are all creative. We don't really believe that. We are all creative. Creativity is a force that flows through all of us because we are. Because we are here. We are alive. The Soul Matters March workbook opens with a sentence from Peggy Taylor. Creativity is simply our ability to dream things up and make things happen. We get stuck in that making things happen. That's the part. We say we freeze up. Think about that. That means no light, no warmth, no motion, no energy. Creativity is simply our ability to dream things up and then make things happen. But let's take a step back to an even simpler and more fundamental and accessible understanding. Yes, we are all and should be creative. Being creative is quite simply being in touch with, being awake and aware of the generative life energy that flows through all of us, each and every one of us, all the time. Being in touch and awake and aware in even small daily acts and moments of notice that connect and ground us, empower us. They empower us in foundational, fundamental, ever-present power for ourselves and for our world. It's always there, always here, all around us and in us, even as we discount it for the drama that it isn't, even as we discount it for what it isn't doing and ourselves for what we are not. Every morning, the world is created. Given that we are created and therefore creative, let's look again at the 10 things that we creative people know. If you think about it, they also describe this congregation that you create. They describe its orientation, its guiding understandings, its aspirations, and its generous and hopeful description of itself. So just add the word here to each numbered phrase. And then they describe the community we want to be. So the 10 things then are both a personal and organizational reminder for our best selves. We know and affirm these things. And then you also, you don't have to just listen to me. You can take these home for yourselves. When we say our lives have meaning, what have we talked about here? We've talked about faith as what? Meaning-making, making meaning, not that is out there, but that comes from us, is a part of all that is and is a part of us. They say finding our unique purpose is a great adventure. I would say so, but don't get hung up on it. Just live it. So live out as if it's an adventure. So see number 5 when you think about our lives have meaning, but don't get hung up on your unique purpose. Life is an adventure to be lived, not a problem to be solved. So that problem would be finding what my unique purpose is, but just live into the purpose. Diversity is a resource. Our nature thrives on complexity and diversity. Nature creates complexity and diversity. The sun shines on everyone, and sunlight becomes diverse, inclusive opportunity forms. Our differences are all just a part of life. We thrive when we feel supported. We each have the power to make change. The challenges of our time require intergenerational collaboration. So what does have to happen before the collaboration? Intergenerational connection. and reaching across those divides. We need to walk forward together. So just think about that. We are good at heart. At the core of each person is compassion. It's the central message of all religions, is compassion. And so our task in our life, what it means to live well, is to expand our circle of compassion. Those we care for, those we include, and those who have the right to live fully before God. Compassion and love for the world. Creative expression empowers us. We are all creative. But the title of this morning is The Four Healing Questions from the reading. They are the questions that healers in many traditional cultures ask their patients. They're questions of full health. They say, how well are you living? Let's figure that out. How alive are you? How alive are you? How in touch, connected to this creative force are you? Where are you disconnected? Where have you broken off? Healthy. If I said we all want to be or feel healthy and it's on our minds a majority of our time, how many people would say yes? Health, right? So what is health? Think about that. What is health? It's that life energy working well. It's being fully alive. Traditional healers don't assess health as the way we think about it, as just not sick, right? That's what we think. I'm healthy. I'm just not sick. But how well are you living? How connected are you to that creative energy? Where have you gone astray and broken those ties? So the four questions. When did you stop singing? When I read that, when did you stop singing? I jotted down a response. When somebody told me I needed to keep my day job. They thought they were teasing and being clever. I never came back from that moment in the same way I had before. When did you stop singing? It was when somebody told you you weren't good at singing. When did you stop dancing? Again, it was when somebody told me that I didn't do that very well. You know? Do you really know how to dance? And I got caught up in dance as performance out there rather than motion of body, the rhythm of life moving with creation. When did you stop telling your story? When somebody got bored, when their eyes glazed over, when you felt like it wasn't okay to tell it, right? But another way is to say, when did you stop telling your story to yourself? When did you stop telling your story to yourself? It's when people begin to ask me, what are you going to do when you grow up? Not what story are you telling, not how you are going to be connected. What are you going to do? I was 5 years old and herpetologist was the biggest word I knew. And every time I said I'm going to be a herpetologist, the grown-ups laughed and I loved it. And besides, I kept snakes and lizards. But so I went along that journey. It was also when I was told that what I wanted to do wouldn't make money. So I quit telling my story and I began telling the story of I am here to make money, to buy stuff, to have more money, to buy more stuff. And that was how I was supposed to be in life. And to rise in society based on my amount of money and my stuff. That was the story I told. But when did you stop telling your story? Not the story that society is telling you to speak, but that you were created and put here to do. And when did you stop having moments of silence? I stopped when I began saying, I'm too busy. And I said that and I believed it over and over again. And now I am too busy. So those are were my answers. But think about it. When did you stop singing? Where singing is participating in the resonance of creation. When did you stop dancing? Where whether you can actually physically stand up and dance or not is not it. It's dancing with the rhythm of life, moving with creation, feeling the beat, being a part of it all. When did you stop doing that? You can remember when you did it. When did you stop telling your story as a part of something where you belong? When did you disconnect from yourself? We had a meeting here last week where a man, it was about the refugee question in the world here, and Lecky Reeves has been working to try to get a refugee resettlement center here in Asheville or Hendersonville. But he came to present in 15 minutes, and we all wanted him to tell us what we needed to do, how we could do it, and get to the facts. Well, he got up here and told about, I called this person and that person, and they told this person about it, and then we made this connection, and we did that. And I was sitting there getting real impatient. It was because I was the facilitator a little bit, wanting him to get to the point. And then I remembered this line, when did you stop telling your story? And I realized he needed to tell his story, and we needed to be a part of it, so we were connected to the people, not just the action. We were connected to all that was doing. So he told his story, and he told it, and he cut it short, and he got around to what we needed to do, and I came through in my impatience. When did you stop telling your story? When did you stop sitting in silence? Joseph Campbell offers a practical suggestion. He says, you must have a room or a certain hour or so a day. Yeah, right. A little bit of time. When you don't know what was in the news that morning, when you don't know who your friends are, you don't know what you owe anybody, you don't know what anybody owes you. That is, you don't get connected with what separates you from your connected, just living creative self. He says, this is a place where you can simply experience and bring forth what you are and what you might be. Wow, would that be great? This is the place of creative incubation. At first, you may find that nothing happens there. And I put in brackets, odds are that you give up right away and say, enough of that. But if you have such a sacred place and use it, something eventually will happen where you can bring forth what you are and what you might be. The other thing in our phrase is it says we are a people. What does it mean to be a people of creation? I would say a people of a congregation. First, this is more than stating the obvious, as if there was such a thing as people who are not of creation, as much as we like to think and live like we are, like we're these separate and autonomous beings that are just us and not connected to all that is. This phrase, what does it mean to be a people of creation, is here to remind us that we do not only make things happen in isolation. A person of creation is part of a people of creation, but we do them together. More importantly, rather than just think like a consumer, how can I get what I need? Am I getting what I need? Lecky, please give me the facts and the details right now. This is what I came for. We think creatively as a people. How can I be a part of the creation of connected, supporting space that helps us all and makes the world different? Am I a community creator? Am I a part of that sustainable, growing moment, that thing that we are creating? A people of creation. It's very easy to feel helpless, but we are all creative. It's a simple little thought. Owned and felt, it changes helpless to engaged. We think we're engaged when we're watching the arguing. I won't just say the talking heads, the arguing heads. We think we're engaged, but it's merely reacting to our outrage or fear. We actually do nothing with that, but share it with others to create more of that anxiety in the world. We'll remain then disconnected from our creativity, which is what? It's the creation of difference. We connect to the power to be empowered, to be engaged, and not to feel helpless. That grounds us. All this is going on, we are grounded, and from that we make a difference. A practical way to stay engaged, I actually gave that to you. It's another take home. So you've seen the healer, and here's your prescription. It's the 7 steps for staying engaged with life every day. You've never come here and gotten these handouts like this before. It's by Alice Walker, and it's for being a love activist. But we changed the title, so you might listen to it a little bit. 7 steps for staying engaged with life every day. Just read these and think about them. Recommit every day. Every morning the world is created. You get up and you recommit. I don't know to what, but it's to you. It's to your day. It's to this day. You break the cycle, sort of that momentum that just keeps building of nothingness. Recommit every day. Protect what matters most. Protect what matters most. While my daughter was in the house, I knew what that was every day when I got up. Protect what matters most. What makes you fierce? Protect what matters most. Embrace your joy. Don't discount it. Notice it. Embrace it. Give it a home. Give it a space so that it becomes you. Hold it in to you. Hold off the distractions of the world. That's what an embrace does. It's both holding, but it's strong out here. So that your joy, your moments of connecting with creation stand a chance. Stand for truth, however you know it. Be courageous. Courageous. Courage is a word of the heart. Give it heart. Every day, be courageous in some way. Give the day heart. Spread forgiveness. How many of us go through the day going, so-and-so did this. Man, I really didn't like that. That was terrible. What if you turn that around to go and figure out how to forgive? Spread forgiveness, but also turn forgiveness on yourself. That's my biggest challenge, is to forgive myself every day. And then love the earth. Practice loving. 1 through 7, you can pick a few of those, but it starts with recommit every day. Put them on your refrigerator, if you'll look at them, among the other things on the refrigerator. But keep them. There are also links on both of these for you to go and find more information. Recommit every day, protect what matters most, embrace your joy, stand for truth, be courageous, spread forgiveness, love the earth. Every morning the world is created. You are a creative person. You are a person of creation. We are people of creation. And this is the first time you'll hear this in a Unitarian Universalist congregation, but it goes from the rest of the service. Be healed.